This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Today we look at the Seder, the ritual meal central to the Passover observance. This meal is designed to help Jews fulfill the biblical command to remember God's deliverance of the Israelites from bondage. As we tell the story of the Exodus at the Seder, we are to actually feel as if we ourselves were redeemed from the slavery of Egypt. A central part of the biblical command to remember the Exodus is the need to involve children, so they too can in turn pass the story on to their next generation. During the Seder, the children ask questions about the story and discuss with their parents the meaning of the festival. The Seder ritual involves reciting blessings over 4 cups of wine or grape juice to symbolize our trust in God's 4 promises of redemption as described in Exodus chapter 6. 1, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. 2, I will free you from being slaves to them. 3, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. And 4, I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. And so the first cup of wine is referred to as the bringing forth cup, the second of deliverance, the third of redemption, and the fourth of acceptance. Many Christians conduct Seders today as a way of reclaiming the Jewish roots of their own Christian faith and affirming, like Jews, that darkness will ultimately be followed by light, oppression by redemption, and slavery by freedom.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at HolyLandMoments.ca.